The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
There is a listener who was watching the Liam Neeson movie, The Commuter.
Yes.
So that's the one, and same plot. It's always every movie's in, but he's like on a train. I forget the plot. I just know I wasn't that good.
Let me guess. I don't even know the movie, but there's a bad guy. Uh-huh. He's on a train. He's got to kill him.
Yeah, and Liam Neeson, he's done working. He's been down out of that game for a while.
He's been trying to walk away.
Yeah. And he's got to use his skills once
Insurance
more.
Insurance salesman Michael is on his daily commute home, which quickly becomes anything but routine. After being contacted by a mysterious stranger, he's forced to uncover the identity of a hidden passenger on the train before the last stop. As he works against the clock to solve the puzzle, he realizes a deadly plan is unfolding, and he's caught up in a criminal conspiracy that carries life and death stakes for everyone on the train. So he's because so many insurance salesmen become massive heroes.
Exactly.
I mean, my insurance guy's pretty good. I don't know if he's Liam Neeson.
Take a killer down on a train.
I don't know.
He's a hero to Chuck. You save him $50 a month. That adds up over the year.
But Here's the thing. In the movie, I guess he needs to use a phone. He said it's like 45 minutes into the movie around there. He asked a guy on the train to use his phone. The guy is playing your Dave and Chuck the Freak game.
Really?
It's
no,
like the,
he's not.
That's what he says. I swear to God, it's the penis rocket or something like that. I thought you guys would like to know this. I was laughing so hard. Look into it.
What? You're playing floppy dong? Come on. Don't you need permission to do that?
In the
don't
movie?
You think he was playing probably the...
Flappy Bird?
Flappy Bird.
He said it's like a dong.
He says the rocket one, so that's butt blast, right?
Well, that's...
That's too new. Butt blast
died.
Just came out.
He almost died.
Lisa was almost covered. Thank God for that screen there, Lisa.
Yeah. I almost spewed my coffee all over you.
Wait a minute, that's butt blast, I believe.
That'd be butt blast, wouldn't it?
No, it was our original game, and if that's, the case, that's crazy.
How in the world can we... 2018?
We'd have to buy it.
No, there's got to be a clip on YouTube. I wonder if you put commuter.
I don't believe that this is the case.
I don't know if there's going to be a clip from the commuter on YouTube.
Somebody do I have to watch the commuter now to see?
I hope not.
I've seen it, but I didn't notice. But I wasn't really looking at the guy's phone. I'm sure I probably lost it.
We've already seen it. You've already been on a plane and seen the movie.
I know.
So if it is in the movie, can't you put a disclaimer like while we're trying to push it and like say like as seen in Liam Neeson's The Commuter?
Yes,
of course. That's pretty cool.
That's super cool.
We could watch it now from $3.99.
That's too much.
We could chip in.
Well, I'll throw down.
I'm not throwing in.
Today's movie day on the air.
We'll just watch the commuter live.
I want to watch the commuter. We'll fast forward to the spot.
I'm only chipping in if we all watch the movie together at home, but a shared screen.
Later?
Like together?
Off of the,
yeah,
off
I need something clock? To do tonight. What, you know what?
What? I don't know.
They have all sorts of clips from this movie on it. I just don't know if he needed to use the phone right at the end.
There's a scene where he asks to use the phone from a woman. He asks for her phone. That's not it, they say. It's a scene where he asks a guy if he can that he needs to use his phone, and he's playing. This guy says our game for sure.
Oh, it looks like Mike from Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad is in this.
Oh, he's cool.
Oh, he's great. I love Mike.
Yeah, I'm really getting into the idea of watching The Commuter.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
I mean, it was an okay action movie.
Man, oh man.
Let's watch the official. Maybe that scene's in the official trailer.
I doubt it.
Why would you? It'd be scary to buy insurance from Liam Neeson.
I'd buy whatever he told me to.
Maybe that's why he's a good insurance agent.
You thought about if your house flooded?
Not till now.
What if your kids burn in a fire?
Oh my God. Okay, Liam.
I love you. You ever been in a fender bender?
Yeah.
There he goes on the train.
It's my first time on a commuter train. What about you?
Every day, last 10 years.
10 years? You must know everyone on this train.
I'm sorry, have we met?
No, I'm Joanna. She's a good actress.
Michael. Yeah, she's great.
She is. I study human behavior.
Her name is like Philomega or something.
My job is to answer one basic question.
What's that?
What kind of person are you?
I work for State Farm.
Someone on this train does not belong.
So dramatic.
I used to work at Allstate.
$5,000. That money is yours if you do this one little thing.
I thought this was hypothetical.
You have until next stop to decide. What kind of person are you?
I'm an insurance salesman. I can save you $50 a month by switching the angle.
I'm not gonna do this. You're trying to set me up.
He's already got a phone, so he must have stolen someone's phone already. We'll never know.
He didn't have a phone? What happened?
I think something happened to his phone, if I recall.
Oh.
I think. Either he dropped, I don't know. It was lost in a gun battle. I can't remember.
You ever thought of having renter's insurance? Progressive, you say? That's right. That flows a her. It'll cover you in case of a burglary. Save some time. An act of God. State Farm.
He's our most intense insurance salesman. He's in top of Oakland County. He scares people right into whatever insurance he's pushing.
I'm already terrified. I'm updating my insurance right now.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, my God. I'd love it if someone, I don't know how or why, you would own it.
Exactly. I'm sure there are people that own it. My brother-in-law is like that. He just buys every
movie. He just buys them all.
Because he watches movies over and over again.
I do, too. I bought a lot of movies, actually, lately. I got a buddy who collects Blu-rays. It's like, because you go into some place and then there'll be like a bin of Blu-rays for like $3 because they're just like, God, how are we going to get rid of these? You know, and there's a guy who will pay $3.
James has a Blu-ray.
I'm the guy who's going through that $3 bin.
Of course, yeah.
But I'm only picking out good movies.
Well, yeah, like that's what you got to do. Yeah, you got to find the stuff that calls to you.
Yeah.
You ever think about if a tree hits your roof? Wind damage. Liam Neeson stars in The Insurance Salesman. You've heard hail hit your car. That'll scratch it up.
Anyways, if anyone happens to have the movie, about 45 minutes in, he asks a guy to use his phone. And
is he saying hand me the phone?
Yeah, but that's a different scene.
Oh,
that's what he said. It's not the girl he asks. It's someone else.
Do you think he's really playing our game or is it something else?
I think it's something else, but it's worth looking
at. Well, you never know. When did the game...
Well, that's in the older game.
Right.
Not the new game, just came out a couple months ago.
No, I know that, but the older game.
Oh, that's been out for years.
Right, I know. I'm trying to remember what year. So it was like 13, 2013, 12.
Yeah, but then we updated a couple of things.
Yeah.
Right? Or eight, okay.
And added more to it. That's when Flappy Dong came out and stuff, so. Yeah, but... There you go.
Do people just want us to rent the movie?
Yeah. We're not going to just watch a movie on the air. But if anyone has it, just let us know if you happen to see it about 45 minutes in. And then we'll get to the bottom of this.
I'm trying to find a burglar on the train, and you seem to be playing Flappy Dong.
You imagine? It's like, sorry, man. I'm trying to get the high score so that they send me a T-shirt from this radio station, Liam.
I don't want to interrupt your playing of the Dave and Jake the Freak Flappy Dong's game. But there is something I need to solve on this train.
Listen, old man, I'm trying to, like, get this high score.
I'm an insurance salesman. Give me your phone.
Insurance?
That's right.
Boring. I'm playing really cool games on my phone.
It's boring, but it's necessary if you want to protect your estate.
Well, here's the thing, Jake from State Farm.
I'm not Jake.
I'm not giving you my phone. You're gonna have to take it.
Well, then I will. I'm trying to do so. Yeah,
take him out.
I'll finish this Dave and Chuck the Freak level for you, and then I'll solve this crime on a train.
All right, relax.
I'm very relaxed.
Jake from State Farm.
I'm relaxed because I'm insured.
You're playing Flappy Dog.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Huh?
What are you doing over there, Dave?
I was seeing if it was on Netflix. I can't seem to find it.
That would be groundbreaking radio if we just watched The Commuter.
It's been done.
Yeah.
People just watch TV.
It didn't work out.
It didn't work out. It's how other shows take over.
So we can't let that happen, okay?
We can't let that happen.
I scratched that idea. Never mind.
Yeah. You start watching just TV on the air, stuff goes south.
Yeah.
You're right.
For sure. No, it's not.
Like, it's available in Japan's Netflix. It would be terrible to pay for this, even though it's only $4.
And it's
and
not
then
there.
Fast forward, and it's nothing like some our floppy game. Dong
yeah.
game as seen in The Commuter.
I love that. The Liam Neeson action movie, The Commuter. Commuter.
Yeah, anyways. So, we'll see. If anyone happens to have it and could watch it, then let us know. About 45 minutes in, he said. It's where it happens, and we'll update it if anyone lets us know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Our douchebags of the day kick off this newscast here. This guy in Connecticut posted on social media that he was donating a kidney to his fiance. We told you the dangers of posting about stuff on social media, stuff like that, because thieves saw the post, realized, well, they're not going to be home.
Oh, no.
Broke into the apartment while this guy was donating a kidney.
Yeah.
To his fiance. Here's that story now from News 12. Let's see if we can listen in here to this report.
Going good. 37-year-old Luis Montanez and his fiance, 25-year-old Cesar Larea, live in these apartments on Palisade Avenue. They proudly show off their engagement rings, but they're joined now by a lot more than their plans to be married.
My lovely fiance has given me the gift of life.
5 days ago, Larea gave Montanez one of his kidneys, saving his life so the couple could have a life together. But shortly after this video was taken at Yale New Haven Hospital on Tuesday, where the couple underwent simultaneous surgeries, police say something sinister was happening back at their apartment. The couple had posted their plans for surgery on social media, and investigators believe somebody who heard about that used the opportunity to break into their apartment using this screwdriver and stealing your stuff.
So that whoever basically came into the house had to know you weren't here, had to know you were going through surgery.
I didn't deserve that. Nobody deserves this.
Oh, it's tough.
Especially going through something like this.
I agree.
Yeah. Senator Richard Blumenthal, who was Connecticut's top cop for 20 years,
hey guys,
says the crime is so outrageously insensitive, he plans to tell his colleagues about it on the Senate Judiciary Committee, with the hope of stiffening penalties for criminals who use the internet to target people with disabilities.
We simply have to say enough is enough of this kind of crime.
And it was so horrible to walk into something like this. I mean, glass everywhere, blood everywhere.
The victim's moms are pressing Bridgeport police to use DNA testing on the blood left behind when the intruder apparently cut themselves.
I don't like what happened to my son.
A couple deeply in love and willing to give their lives for each other, targeted by criminals who authorities say couldn't care less.
How could you do something like this?
In Bridgeport, Frank Recchia, News 12, Connecticut.
I close my eyes. And I pray for someone like you. All my life. I pray for someone like you.
Beautiful. It's touching.
I love you.
If I ever donate a kidney to Chuck, I hope he sings to me as well.
I do too.
Yeah, I want that exact video from your hospital.
I'm going to.
Okay,
I promise.
I'll make him sing.
Yeah. Thank you. I promise. I will sing.
I want a song.
But that's how you get a GoFundMe going.
Yeah, that is.
You know.
Yeah, it is.
Do some singing.
Do some singing.
Listen, if I got, well, I'm telling you right now that if Dave needs a kidney, I'm going to sing him a song, and then James, I want you to break into his house.
We're going to time this right perfect, and we're going to get the biggest GoFundMe you could ever get.
She closed my eyes. I pray for someone like you.
And I'm stealing all Dave's gadgets.
All of my life.
His apple peelers. His toothbrushes.
I pray for someone like
his shoe tires. His milkshake makers. His toasters. The fancy Dave. Toasters.
Please recover quick. I give you the gift of my life.
Oh, look at this cool can opener I found. This is a crazy gadget.
Oh, my God. You'd have just a backpack full of gadgets. You'd
just have a giant sack full of gadgets I'd be walking out of there with.
Those guys are living the soft life for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I love it.
Well, it's the after surgery soft life, right?
They both have those.
Their pajama pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, okay? That's ultra soft.
They went ultra soft.
When you have ho 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 Christmas pajamas on, you know, November 1
is the song you're looking for, Dave.
What is it?
It's the All for One. That's the song.
That's it?
For. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I saw you typing the lyrics into Google.
Oh. Yes. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Oh. There it is.
So, Chuck, I want you to sing this song to me.
Better learn the lyrics, Chuck.
Can we get to the chorus? Where's the chorus?
I don't know.
Another lover, sweeter than dreams.
No, I actually don't want you to sing this one to me.
Sweeter than dreams.
I'll
never
find another lover more precious than you. More precious than you. Girl, you're close to me like my mother. Like my father, sister, and my brother. You're the only one, my everything. For you, I sing my life. I pray for someone like you. I thank God that finally found you. All my life. I pray for someone like you. I hope that you feel the way, same way too. Yes, I do. Still love me too.
Beautiful. Oh, damn it. Beautiful. You can have a kidney for that. That was wonderful.
I want to hear Chuck just sing karaoke with a Latino accent all the time.
That too. Yeah. Latin karaoke with Chuck the Freak.
I would download that podcast.
You made Dave cry.
Beautiful.
I knew I would. I knew that would. I knew that would. It hit him in a couple of his feel areas. That's right in his wheelhouse of R&B.
So I just picture you with a speaker and a microphone, like doing it live.
Of course. Yeah, right from the hospital bed. Right from the hospital
this
bed.
This is my favorite part.
Close to me, you're like my mother. Close to me, you're like my father. Close to me, you're like my sister. Close to me, you're like my brother.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. A beautiful, touching moment.
Yeah.
And we wish them all the best.
I don't think even that was the song he was singing
what was
to him.
It? No, I was thinking that too.
I think it was.
But that's the song.
The chorus. That's the chorus that he was
singing. Oh, was it? Yeah. So it did. It did.
Here we go. Yeah, let's hear it. Heather.
I think the actual artists are Casey and JoJo.
But shortly after this video was taken at Yale New Haven Hospital,
it
have a life together.
No.
But shortly after this video was taken at Yale New Haven Hospital on Tuesday,
that's different.
The couple
it's different, but
that's
what went right into my head.
Man, you can see almost his, like, pubes.
I'm showing my pubic.
Well, not almost. You are seeing his pubes. They're in the bottom left corner.
They're in the bottom left.
Those are his pubes.
Daddy's in my pubic delta. Everybody wants to touch you. But it's only for you.
Oh, Latin karaoke, count me in.
Get photo for you. All my dreams.
Okay. Enough. No more. That's enough.
That's enough.
And I hope that you see my pee-pee too.
I can't believe that wasn't the song, man.
I loved you.
Did you see my pee-pee too?
Well, I'll take a look at it. Touching tail. I hope I can see it as well.
Casey and JoJo.
I'm sure you'll walk in the bathroom. One of these days when I don't lock it.
I've seen it. You might as well see it.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
Sure.
And we wish those two fellas all the best with their lives and their kidneys and their pants.
And their love.
And their love and their Latin singing.
Yeah, they might stay ultra soft. I don't know if those guys will ever get back to hard pants.
No, I'm not sure.
they never were in hard pants.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
All right, we're off to Rhode Island now, where Providence Strip Club has reached a nearly $2 million settlement with 28 models and famous actresses because they used their images to promote the strip club without their permission or compensation.
Oh, that's interesting. So they did the oldest trick in the book where you just put the hot chick up, but they just went all the way with it. They went right to a celebrity.
Yep, models and actresses they used pictures of. The women will collect the settlement from Wonderland's insurer. We've heard of the strip club Wonderland before.
Oh.
And in exchange, they've agreed to dismiss their lawsuit. A lawyer for the Wonderland Strip Club had argued that the women voluntarily and knowingly relinquished any rights they had by publishing their images on the internet.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't think that's how that works.
That's not how that works at all.
No.
No.
But the women said by using their images, the club made it appear as if they danced there or, you know, approved of the club.
Could you
trying to promote it.
Could you imagine, like, Scarlett Johansson dances at the Wonderland.
We're going to Wonderland tonight.
Julia Roberts is a stripper?
Yes, she is.
Right, she's got her Pretty Woman outfit on.
They got Scarlett Johansson. They got Margot Robbie.
This place
is incredible. Best strip club of all time.
Oh my God. A Wonderland.
Yeah. $20 cover?
Charlize Theron.
You guys, we've been here all night. I still haven't seen Scarlett Johansson.
I know.
Imagine how disappointed.
Where's Halle Berry? I was to understand Scarlett Johansson and Margot Robbie would be here.
Yeah, they're in the back, boys. They're in the back. But you can get a free Lapa from me.
My word.
I've only paid $1,400 in drinks. I mean, you think by now.
You look like Kathy Bates.
That's what you get. Yeah. You think you're getting Scarlett Johansson, you end up getting Kathy Bates.
Right. It's funny that you recognize that. She's my daughter.
Oh my God. That makes sense.
So, their insurance company is going to have to foot the bill for this. Wonderland remains closed because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
They do say they hope to reopen, though, sometime soon. It's not putting them out of business.
No.
It did not say the famous names associated with this.
Oh, that'd be incredible. Yeah, to see the ads. I don't know if they have any ads still floating around out there.
Let's see. Doop, bada boop. A lot of typing involved there.
Yeah.
Let me see any now.
Yeah, they've probably taken them down by now.
Well, yeah.
They're getting sued.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, I mean, the photographer or the model either owns those things. They can't be just doing that.
No.
No, they sure can't. It doesn't say.
I mean, at the same time, like, we all know that Scarlett Johansson isn't dancing there.
Yeah.
You should know that, yeah.
That's who they used. Someone like that, that big of a star.
You'd think,
star.
Yeah. But if they used, like, smaller level, like, so
yeah, well, you wouldn't
someone
know.
Who's just like an Instagram model or something like that, mm-hmm. and
yeah, then you may, like, be able to pull it off where people are like, wow, she's
because
slipping.
I think that that's the when we go to like a strip joint's Instagram page, the majority of the photos are just those random model photos,
mm-hmm.
they don't work there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's the thing about your balls, guys.
What about them?
According to a new study published just yesterday.
Yes.
Guys with smaller balls
mm-hmm.
tend to be more blank.
Smaller balls.
They angry?
Guys with smaller balls tend to be more...
sensitive.
What?
Attractive.
That's it. Guys with smaller testicles have more attractive features.
I would say because they have, like, a... you probably have some girly features, which soften you up a bit, you know? Like, you don't have as much just raging testosterone through your manly body.
Possibly.
Big, giant balls.
this moderation of masculinity actually provides an advantage in the reproductive stakes as it allows for more genetic and energetic investment in ornamental features. In other words, there has to be a trade-off between beauty and bulge. So if you want to look good, the big balls have to go.
It's like peacock feathers.
Yeah.
They go.
They say that, you know, big noses and even beards are designed to attract females. But the authors of this study searched for a relationship between testicle size and attractiveness. And it led them to the conclusion, the smaller the testicles, the more attractive features the man possessed.
It's almost like their body's making up for some kind of weird perceived lack of reproductive.
Like the animal kingdom, and, you know, it's just like with birds and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
And they discovered, too, that people with the largest canine teeth tended to have the biggest balls.
Like wolf dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now all women will be checking out your teeth. Let's see those canines.
I'll just show you my
whip
balls.
Whip out your canines.
Probably see my balls.
So I don't know if anyone can back this up. Ladies, have you been with a really hot guy and did he have the tiniest of balls? Or is your the ugly guy you were with have just huge hangers?
That's an interesting huge question, hangers. Dave.
Yeah. It's funny in the time of all the pandemic stuff, they're like, listen, we need to gather some scientists. We need to figure out ball size stuff.
Let the others worry about COVID.
Right.
We gotta
do
measure nuts.
Do chicks dig dudes with small balls?
We gotta get sure do. That's my
really
hypothesis.
A small ball scientist behind this. Yeah.
This was done by the study author was Stefan Leupold.
Stefan.
From the University
like,
of Zurich.
I've always been curious about the size of testicles. So I did the study with Stefan as a scientist.
Stefan is a weird scientist. We've all known it.
Pull out your sack.
He's obsessed with sacks.
Someone said, so you're telling me Chris Evans had tiny testicles? Because he's an attractive guy? Is that what you're... I don't know. Well, we saw his dong. Did we see his balls? I don't remember.
I think you just seen his wiener.
Yeah, well, it's hard to see.
It was hard to see his balls behind that big thing.
Balls were obscured in darkness.
Yeah.
His giant dong was just... overshadowing.
Of course, guys are chiming in. My balls are huge and I'm pretty as F. Someone else said I have tiny balls and I'm ugly as hell.
That's a rough go.
Yeah, that is. Sorry about your tiny balls and your ugly face.
That's a hard life.
This is true. I've got a face ugly enough to peel paint off a wall and balls like a bull. There could be something to it.
Yeah.
Again, it's just one study from Zurich.
I am the testicle scientist, Stefan Islubrasun.
You're always carrying around some weird testicle measuring device.
Let us see. We will see how attractive you are to the females. Pull out your sack!
I think only one of us has ever had his testes measured, and that's Dave.
Yeah, that's right. Because you were growing so fast.
Yeah, they were like, we need to put these things through
they
the
had
testicle
the,
device.
The ball the testicle measurer.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing. It was a ring of wooden balls.
Yeah.
And they just kept going through them until they found the one that matched my size. Because I was growing so fast.
Yeah.
They wanted to see if I was some sort of freak.
30-inch balls.
Yeah, it was nuts, Lise, let me tell you. As a young developing man, to have someone getting the wooden ball measurer out beside the balls.
Look at this guy, we got to bring him in and measure his nuts.
It was weird. It was a very weird moment in my life.
There's nut science
going on at all times. So,
well, yeah.
Did you even know they had a wooden ball measurer?
Well, not until you told me. I didn't believe you. I thought you were like scammed or something. Lisa
didn't believe you.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, that's not right.
Yeah. Hate to be involved in a ball scam.
Dave, yeah. You've been touched. I just showed they touched your no-no place.
But then I think we did research, and it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Or was. I don't know if it still is.
Maybe they do it differently now.
He was like, there's a ring of balls they compared me to or something. And you were just like, there's no ring of balls.
Yeah.
No, it was true.
It was a wooden ball measurer. I wonder if they still... I think we looked it up before. Testicle
measuring device.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Except it looks like a rosary of nuts.
It was wooden and on a ring. Yeah. It's called a Prater Orchidometer. Yes. It's a medical instrument that can be used to accurately measure volume and determine the size of the testicle. The sizes are compared with the testicle of the patient.
What are those mini testicles I could buy?
It's just like a scrotum.
Look like it.
Well, you can get one on Amazon right now.
Say number it.
So you start to get into
so
the
what
red
are you, Dave? You're red. Like a 25?
I'm not going to discuss my balls.
Could you imagine being a one?
No. Imagine you. Well, that's what one woman texted in. She said, the guy I'm currently dating has the smallest balls I've ever seen.
Hmm.
He's about a 7.5.
Huh.
I mean, look-wise, I guess she's talking about, right? Not he has... That's not the size of his dong. It's,
yeah, no. Looks.
This woman said, my dude is hot as F, but I think his balls are average size. Mm. My husband is gorgeous and has the cutest small balls.
Look at that.
Yeah, but he's conflicted by that compliment.
Right, he's like, he's very... Like, listen, when the girl wrote in where she was like, my man has the tiniest balls I've ever seen. I don't want anyone to write that.
No,
oh,
my God.
But he's super hot.
She's can you not text in the radio show on the ball size?
You know you got small balls. You're gorgeous.
I'd appreciate you keeping that between us for a bit.
Wow, this guy said he had his balls measured by a doctor years ago. He's 30.
30?
How long ago?
He said years ago.
Years ago?
Listen.
Did you see what the 30 was in terms of size?
They don't even have a 30 on half of this. It just goes to 25.
Doesn't go up to 30.
Oh, he's bigger than that. If he had a 30, that's like he's got a plum in each, like
can
two
I tell
plums.
You? So
something's wrong.
We played fantasy football with a guy, and we're doing our draft or whatever. Something happens. Someone said he's got giant balls or whatever. He pulled out his nut.
At your fantasy football party?
Yeah, this is probably...
You guys are weird.
20 years ago. That's what we do.
Yeah.
His nut,
He
pulled a ball out of his pants. And...
it was like a pool ball?
People were like...
It's too much.
Couldn't look. It was like the guy in here.
Oh, like that big? Something's wrong with him.
Then. No, but I don't think there was anything... wrong with him.
Was he a big dude? Like
he was a big, he's a bigger dude.
Yeah.
Scariest thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
His ball.
His ball.
His ball was the scariest thing
I've
ever seen.
I was like, I don't know what's going on over there. This is probably too, like within like probably the first or second year I started hanging out with these guys and doing fantasy football. But then I knew, I'm like, this is the place for me.
This woman says, my man has little balls. But is 6'6" and super manly. Oh, little balls on a 6'6" guy? That'd be tough.
You want him to be
right,
proportioned.
Yeah, it needs to be proportioned.
You can't
right.
have little tiny M&Ms on a 6'6" body.
M&Ms.
You can't.
M&Ms.
You can't.
Oh, no.
You can't.
I wouldn't care if I had M&Ms as long as the other thing
matched. Like, look,
matched.
Number one is like a peanut M&M.
It's a peanut M&M.
Good that's, thing my M&Ms melt in your mouth.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Amanda's with us in Tampa. Hi, Amanda. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
So we're talking about whether tiny balls equals super hot guy. That's what they say, according to this new study.
Well, I don't know about super hot, but I agree with, maybe like, a little softer featured.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite so virile, masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, Animal Kingdom.
So you have experience with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the father of my twins, which twins don't run anywhere, so he was potent. He was 6'5", very hairy, just nothing about him feminine at all.
Uh-huh.
Unattractive, super unattractive.
Exactly.
Wow. Very nice guy. That's what I liked about him. But he was 6'5", and he was 32 when we dated. And, you know, he was almost like a Sasquatch. He was so masculine.
Yeah.
But yeah, just unattractive. But yeah, he was only 32, and he was hung really like crazy because he was 6'5", but his balls were almost like halfway down to his knees, and he had super long legs. You know, 6'5".
He had long balls. Yeah,
he had super long balls, but he had a long Johnson too.
Yeah, he had big dong long balls.
Were longer than his Johnson, his huge Johnson.
Yeah.
Wow. His Johnson's probably 12, 14 inches. And his balls were longer than that.
Hold on, back up. Can we back up a second here? You dated a guy with a 14-inch dong and his balls were longer than that?
Yes.
You have your measurements wrong.
Well,
did you actually date Sasquatch?
He had the longest balls on a 32-year-old I had ever seen. And we used to laugh about it. I'd be like, man, you got like 70-year-old man balls, you know? But
wow, they're so huge.
I mean,
and he was so unattractive.
They look like the bull balls that, you know, people would hang from the trucks for a little while. You know, like the super big ones, not the tiny ones, the real big ones.
I think I figured out why she was with him. Even though he was really gross. 14.
Yeah, not an attractive 14. Man.
No.
Not an attractive man.
But he delivered 14. Twins because he basically, it was a mirror.
Exactly. He probably knocked a couple legs out.
As you could get. And I'm a big Sasquatch, you know,
lover.
Person. And so, yeah, he reminded me of a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Huh. So, yeah.
You found Bigfoot,
yeah,
all right.
Very masculine, very hairy. There was nothing feminine, nothing pretty, you know, about him. Nothing.
All right.
But yep, big balls. Huge balls.
And the father of your twins.
Long balls.
Those things must have. You know, they were so heavy, they had already stretched that far in 32 years. So, yeah.
Imagine where they're at now.
Yeah, I know.
they're down one pant leg, I'll tell you that.
I'm borrowing my Spanx right about now to, you know, hold
on.
Oh,
my God.
Sure.
It's a real concern. I have that concern.
Yeah.
All
right, Amanda. Thanks a lot.
All right. Love the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Amanda took us on a wild ride.
She did.
12 to 14, guys. That's no.
He is gross and hairy. Just a monster.
Just a monster.
14-inch penis on
him. And ball.
Which is the world record, really.
And balls like that hang longer. Yeah.
You get on the news if you're pushing 14 inches.
Yeah, I think so.
On the news.
Our top story tonight.
Largest balls.
14 inches. Someone said, my man has little balls, but is 6'6 and super manly. And someone else said, hooked up with a very attractive guy in college. Literally nicknamed him Pistachio Balls.
Oh. No.
Pistachios. Tiny, but again, very attractive.
Smaller than M&M's.
Very attractive. Pistachios.
You're right, Lise.
Yeah.
I don't like that nickname.
Pistachio balls.
Hey, pistachio balls.
He got a shell, but even the shell's pretty small.
That's a smaller nut. Okay. Uh-huh. Had a friend with benefits about 10 years ago. I was actually taken aback by how small his balls were.
Mm.
And I said something to him before I went down there for the first time. He seemed mad I said something.
Wow. It's not. Listen. No guy wants any kind of small talk.
Right. No small talk.
About any parts of his genitals.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's good.
I think if a guy is super hot, it doesn't matter what
Of
size.
Course it doesn't. I don't think balls
Pistachios,
really matter.
Oh. Whatever.
But if his dong, you can't have.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let her clear something.
We're talking balls.
Yeah. She's talking balls. Yeah.
We're talking balls here.
It's like an old Jewish lady all of a sudden.
Wait a second. Hold on. We are talking balls here. Is it possible, though? Is it realistically possible to have a huge one, but pistachios?
Is it possible?
I don't think it is.
I think if you've
got a decent sized dong, then you got decent sized
enough. Pretty much measure up. They'd
have to I don't think you could have a 10 and pistachios.
I don't think so.
What a look.
No.
Yeah, I don't think
it
works like that.
But I'm saying, like, if the guy is super hot, right?
Yeah, then maybe you take, like, 4.5 with tiny...
I don't know. I don't know what the proportions are here. But
we're talking balls here.
We're talking balls here.
That's incredible.
Sure.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about this study that says... the smaller the balls, the more attractive the man, pretty much. That's the connection they made in this study in Zurich, that if you've got tiny balls, you have more attractive features.
Well, like, think about like a real feminine looking guys, like an Orlando Bloom type of thing, you know? Like, they were like, oh, we're going to make you an elf because you have like, you're like almost a little girly. You know?
Like an anime character.
I bet his nuts are tiny, huh?
Just tiny little.
Little tiny things. But he's not afraid to be fully nude at all times. He was nude on that, like, surfboard
so
thing.
You would say he's a very attractive fella?
Well, he was Legolas. So, like, elves.
Do you remember the size of his balls? I don't recall his balls.
I don't remember his balls. I thought.
You didn't really get a good look at his balls if you're talking about the Katy Perry
thing.
Yeah, you can see his wiener, but.
Yeah, his wiener was out. You
know, the balls were kind of.
Let's look up Orlando Bloom's balls here and see if.
I think he's, you know, they chose him.
Let's see.
Well, you might get a look at his nuts.
You do get it. There's a side view of his nuts right there.
Regular size nuts?
I'd say they're normal nuts.
They're fine.
I'd say they're normal nuts.
You know, and they might have used some, to be honest, they might have used some like light play.
Well, it's amazing that the light soften him up. Miraculously is right on his dong.
Yeah.
But everything else is in shadow.
Yeah. Like the sun rose on his penis.
What a crazy thing. You're with a girl. You're like, hey, listen, I'm going to get fully nude back here on this thing, just so you know.
Yeah, that thing that's sitting in the back is not the
back. There are
so many nude pictures of him.
They're all from that one day that he decided to just be as naked as you could get.
Yeah, he was a nude day for him.
Wow, my God, they got like hundreds of nude pictures. The goatsy.
Yeah.
That's too bad, unfortunate. I like this one. Too rude.
Too rude.
Too rude. They cover it up.
We're talking balls here.
We're talking balls here.
Cody, you found a connection between tiny balls and attractiveness?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. What's your story?
So we used to have a buddy that we wrestled with, and he had huge balls.
Yeah.
So we came up with, you put both your hands together and leave your pinky up, one of your pinkies up in the middle. That's what it was like. Exactly.
Oh, so he had
gigantic balls, but the tiniest of dongs.
Yep.
Whoa.
Well, that's a curse, believe me.
So, but the connection here, though, he's got those great big balls. Was he an ugly guy?
He's a decent looking guy.
Oh, so then that doesn't line up with the study.
Yeah.
The study is wrong.
I mean, it's not going to be 100%. We all know that.
Right.
You're talking the law of averages here.
Yeah, you are for sure. But that's apparently the results of their study in Zurich. Tiny balls equals more attractive male.
German science.
We're just talking balls here.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.